Good morning, Nature Connection Tech for Good, Audio Notes, Episode 6. I'm going to call this one, Nature Tech, Alignment and Harmony. So I'm just walking along New Brighton Promenade, the Ian Fraser Walk, because the wind is starting to pick up again, and I know as soon as I go onto the beach, it's just going to be very windy and you won't be able to hear my voice pretty much like the past two episodes. So anyway, on Saturday, the 25th of February, just a couple of days ago, I'd done a sea dip, and on episode 2, I mistakenly said that sea dip, cold, freezing cold February sea dip was going to be on the 25th of May. So yeah, that was a mistake. You're not going to do a freezing cold sea dip round here on the 25th of May. So it was the 25th of February anyway. It was awesome. We had a great time with the Ahead of the Game Foundation. Great charity here based on the Willow. A friend of ours, Sarah Porter, took lots of awesome photos of us all. Brilliant. So check them out on Instagram, Ahead of the Game Foundation, for the pics. It was lovely. It was freezing. Oh, it was just great. I think because I'm in and around the sea dippers and on the Willow Coast, I think people assume that I do it a lot because they've seen pictures of me swimming in lakes, but that was actually the first cold water sea dip I've ever done. I've done hundreds of barefoot walks along the coast on the edge of the waves, you know, going up to my knees, but that's the first cold water sea dip I've done. I've done a little bit of wild swimming in a few lakes, but yeah, it was awesome. Loved it. First time. My mate Hog, great, we're going to do it again. But obviously, I'll still be continuing to do the barefoot walk and earth and grounding on the edge of the waves more often than the sea dips, but the sea dips are awesome as well. Slightly different, but yeah, all good. Anyway, after the event, I was talking to a lot of people, and I went to a party as well. I'm talking to people there about different things, Nature Connection, and revolving around people. A lot of people spend a lot of their time sitting down looking at screens more and more and more and more. Whether you think that's a good thing or just a modern reality thing, it is a thing. And the reason I'm talking about this one being nature, tech, alignment and harmony, because when you talk about people sitting down more, looking at screens all day, whether it's work or pleasure, a lot of people in my interest in Nature Connection will talk about digital detox, less screen time, more green time, get outside more, get off your screens, so it's like it's competing. Nature time is competing against the tech time, but I just don't think it's going to work like that, because you're promoting the Nature Connection via screens, via audio, like what I'm doing now in audio, so it's technology. So I don't want it to be like, it's either nature or it's tech. You're either sitting down all day watching Netflix, scrolling through TikTok, or you're out in nature, digital detox, all that. I don't want it to be competing, which is why I think tech, nature, the alignment and the harmony has got to be the thing going forward. So yeah, get yourself outside, it's good for you. You know, the modern day, we've got all this information. I'm sure Netflix sitting down, you know, can be good in doses too. I'm just saying, even if you want to bring your technology, get outside, take them pictures. One of the main things what we find, especially with people who've got kids, is it's difficult to get them off the couch and their devices, but once they're out in nature, they love it. They absolutely love it. It's just that gap between getting them out the house, getting them up off the couch, off the devices, off the TV, and then as soon as you get them into the nature, they absolutely love it. So come on, I know the easy option is just give them the iPad, get on the phone, get on your TV. Yeah, and then we're all on our phones, on our iPads, on our listening podcasts, all teched up indoors. I'm not a rebel against that. That is just the way it is. But if we can get some nice nature, tech, alignment and harmony, do all the tech stuff indoors. We're going to be sitting down on the computers sometimes. That's just the way it is. But can we just get outdoors, connect with nature too? And if you want to take your pictures or you don't, you do you. That's the thing. Rather than less green time, more green time, digital detox, we've got to do this. Oh, it's really bad for us all this stuff. Just try and get some alignment and harmony between tech time, nature time, fuse it in together when you're making them videos outdoors for TikTok and Instagram and the rest of the social media. So that's it. Do you think it's a, yeah, I think it's a good one, that. Two good words. Nature, tech, alignment and harmony. Sounds good to me. I hope it sounds good to you. Take care from the great British coast.